And
I've got a set of cards. I made. Oh. We used to keep sheep and make them quilts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I just thought that they had just used cotton. I never did know
no,
that they
used use wool.
They use wool. Well, that's interesting.
They got cards you can stretch that out uh-huh. and just make layers out of.
Oh, well, that's really interesting. Well, what? Now, this next part's about land, different types of land and stuff like that. Now, if you were talking about land that was really, really rich and would just grow anything, you'd say, boy, that land is...
rich.
Mm-hmm. And another way of saying it instead of rich might be, if you thought it would just grow anything, you'd say it might be...
Well, it's river bottom land is what
oh,
you'd
well,
be talking
be,
about.
That would be the kind would be the best...
Yeah.
Land. Would they sometimes people say that was fertile?
Yeah.
Now that would be one way to describe, wouldn't it? You'd say that soil is...
River bottom land. Mm-hmm. That's the way we always expressed it.
Well, what about land that had water sitting on it most all the time?
Swamps.
Yeah. Do they have that around here?
No.
No.
They do south.
They do more south, yeah. Well, if they wanted to get... Do you know what they have to do to get the water out of the swamps?
No, I wouldn't. Never around the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Too many mosquitoes for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so pretty. Well, what about... What do you call them? Sandy soil.
Well, that's river bottom where the sand is most of...
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
At least some countries got sand in the land.
Uh-huh.
But well, they ain't here.
What's most of the soil around here? What type?
Well, it's just rocks and clay and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different kinds of land around here.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Well, do they have any of that sticky kind of soil?
Clay.
Oh, that's clay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you ever heard of any kind called gumbo?
Yeah, that's on out on the prairies.
Oh,
got
that's
that.
Where they have that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about in your field, sometime like there's been a big watershed and it comes to a kind of a steep place, the water does, what would it do?
Holler?
Yeah. And like in a road, like a road like out here, if there's a big rain, sometimes it'll wash out a
ditch.
Yeah. And if you were talking about just a small stream of water flowing along,
right?
Yeah. And one that'd be a little bit bigger, you call it a
creek.
Yeah, and then bigger than that would be a
river.
Yeah. And what about talking about land formations, what would you call just a small rise in the land?
Well, we call it a hill.
Yeah, that's what you call that. And then if it was a great big one, you'd call it a...
mountain.
And what would you call like the... on the side of a mountain, the where there's a steep drop off?
Holler, yes, all I know.
And when it's rocky side of a mountain.
Bluff.
Yeah. And what about a place sort of between two mountains where there's a low place?
Well, we always call them draws, I don't know.
Oh, you call that a draw. Yeah. Well, what would you call a place where they tie up boats?